And welcome to Live Local Radio. This is your host, David Keys. Here we are Thursday, noonish or so, and I'm looking outside and I see blue skies and all that good summer type stuff. Welcome aboard. I hope you can hang out for an hour or so. We've got some great guests today, and wow, what a great day to be on the radio. What a great day to be alive. My gosh, it's just a fun day all over there. I see on my left here, Tag. Welcome aboard, Tag. I'm glad to see you. Thanks for all the help you give, too, by the way.
Yes. Hey, I try to make you sound as good as possible.
You know, you can only go so far.
Yeah.
You know? It's like a photo. They keep saying, get further back, get further back. And that old joke about having a face for radio, I'm the epitome of that for sure. But thank you. In fact, but you've got that movie star good look thing going for you.
Yeah,
you got that lantern chin going.
Oh, yeah.
You got that nose job here recently.
Yeah, all that there stuff. You go.
So anyway, with that, we've got a great show coming up. I mowed my lawn for the first time this year, yesterday. And how about you? Do you have a lawn? I don't even know.
I do, but I haven't mowed it yet.
Is it getting thick, though?
Yeah.
Mine too. In fact, mine was so thick that a flock of flamingos landed in there. And I checked it out in the Sandpoint Leadership class, flocked me. And there's probably, I don't know, 30 or so pink flamingos in my yard with a sign saying, hey, pass it along, all that kind of good stuff. And
really?
It's a good, kind of a cool fundraiser, really.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so I told them to get the flock out of there, and we were taking care of it. So we'll pass along the good cheer to other people. The Leadership Sandpoint class is doing a pretty cool project at the end of the year. They have, I think, 9 meetings throughout the year, and they learn all about life and times of what makes things happen here in Sandpoint. It's really a cool thing. When I was editor of the paper, Jim Thompson, the publisher back then, got me in that class right away, and I was actually the first class I ever had, and I was the first class president of that organization, and here they are so many moons later that they're still doing great things. So anyway, if you get a chance to help Sandpoint Leadership, or if you'd like to have some flamingos in your yard, let me know. I mean, you can find me on Facebook. Happy to spread the good word for sure. And I looked it up, and it is a gaggle of flamingos, not, you know, gaggle of geese, gaggle of flamingos. So that's how they travel for sure. But anyway, and I thought I sprayed for them too. I had, you know, I did the broadleaf stuff, got rid of the dandelion stuff, and I thought, I'm sure it had flamingos in there too, but I don't know if it really did or not. Things that are coming up right now, the Chafe bike ride is coming up on June 20th, and somebody handed me this great looking little flyer here that they have a whiskey barrel that they're raffling off, and it's like the third highest part of how they raise money for Chafe, and it's been a really fun thing. I've been lucky enough to announce the winner the last couple of years, and I remember, gosh, it was Eric Paul, a good friend of ours at Washington Trust, he won, and we sell lots of tickets, I mean, from all over the country. People are buying, in fact, right now up until June 20th. And so I made the announcement, and I saw him do cartwheels all the way across the Edgewater grass there when he won. And I asked him, that's probably 4 years ago or so, how many bottles were left? He has one bottle left out of this whole, I don't know, there's probably 20 bottles in here, and you get the half a barrel and all sorts of cool stuff. So if you're looking to help support cycling and drinking, Chafe 150's got it all for you. Find a Sandpoint Rotarian, and they'll sell you a ticket. If not, they'll find somebody else who has tickets to sell you a ticket, and we'll make that all happen. It goes to a great cause. More than $1.2 million have come to local education sources because of the bike ride, and it keeps on growing all the time, and it wouldn't happen without your support. So please think about either riding, it's still open, registration's still going, or I don't know, buy a couple hundred tickets. That'd be great, too. I think one deal I've made, and Tag has heard this before, I'm the district governor of Rotary International in this area, and I told them that if somebody around our area wins, I will deliver. If they're not there for the drawing, which they don't have to be, if they are buying from Walla Walla, anywhere around, I will deliver that the whiskey to them with just a little small service.
Yeah, on a bike too. You're gonna ride it to them. That'd be
no,
good. Yeah.
No cycling. I've only done the 150. I've done all the rides, but not lately. I'm the MC, the finish line and starting line guy, and I swear I'm still as sore as if I would have ridden the ride. But the next day, it's crazy. I don't know how that happens. But anyway, it's a good cause, great cause in fact. And if you want to help out, they would appreciate it, and so would our local students who benefit from the proceeds of the Chafe 150, as well as the Sandpoint Rotary Club and all the cool things they do. Great show today, Tag. We've got the Festival of Sandpoint Dara Collison's, I think, is out there in the waiting room already. I think she's already here. And then we have Bonner General Health talking about kind of a sad thing, but an important thing. It's the Hospice Kids Camp. And it's a special program. You'll hear more about it. You probably have heard about it. It's been going on for 30 years. I mean, what a way to touch the important bunch of people there who need all the help they can get at that point, for sure. And then lastly, but not least, we have Kathleen Bradley of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation here to talk about conservation and a fundraiser they're up to, too. So let's do this. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about the festival at Sandpoint.
Spring is here. It's time to get your vehicle in tip-top shape. Start by calling Specialty Auto Glass, your auto glass experts, to get that cracked or broken windshield replaced. They're familiar with most insurance companies, so they'll be able to handle the paperwork quickly and efficiently. Their technicians are certified, and they abide by the Auto Glass Safety Council standards. From rock chip repairs to complete windshield replacement, Specialty Auto Glass is the place to go. Visit them just off Highway 95 in Ponderay. Specialty Auto Glass.
When it's time to hit the road, let Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenay get your pickup ready for everything you have planned. Squeaky's offers custom truck accessories like WeatherTech mats, bed covers, receiver hitches, gooseneck hitches, and fifth wheel hitches. So, no matter what you plan on hauling this season, Squeaky's is the place to go. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenay. Panhandle Habitat for Humanity is building more than houses. They're building hope in North Idaho and will break ground this spring on two new homes, giving families in the community the stability and dignity they deserve. None of this is possible without you. Whether you donate, volunteer, or shop at the Habitat Restore, you're part of the solution. Every purchase, every gift, every hour of service opens new doors for families and neighbors in need. Together, we're building homes, hope, and a stronger Panhandle community.
Hey, come on, let's go outside. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture, inviting you all to a great new way to indulge yourself at home. Sandpoint Furniture has brought in a new, higher-end outdoor line of furniture called Bitterroot Outdoor, made by the Amish in St. Ignatius, Montana, and they're always known for their craftsmanship. Each piece of Bitterroot Outdoors is thoughtfully designed and built with a poly-tough material with a 20-year warranty that will stand up to all of our weather elements, rain, snow, and bright sunny days, without the hassle of covering or maintenance. With several collections and color combinations to choose from, you'll be sure to find the perfect complement to your outdoor space. So the people at Sandpoint Furniture and the folks at Bitterroot Outdoor encourage you to get out with friends and family and enjoy dinner on the patio, drinks around the fire pit, or just relaxing on your deck year-round in comfort and in style. That's Sandpoint Furniture across from the Bonner Mall in Ponderay, still making your house a home for almost 80 years.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter. News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI. We're here for a good time.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I have Paul Gunter across the table from me right now, beating to the music here, trying. And I think his friend Sarah Morgan, who's a music instructor for the Festival of Sandpoint, could probably help him out a little bit. He was a little bit off.
Just such a good intro jam. I couldn't help myself.
You know, it's Pat Murphy picked that out several years ago for me, and I said, pick something nice. He said, have you ever heard of Trooper? I said, no, you know. But that's their
and here
hit.
We are
that's
now.
Their biggest hit for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome back, everybody. We have the Festival at Sandpoint as guests today, and another major announcement for an artist this past week. All sorts of cool stuff going on here. And we're also introducing for the first time ever Sarah Morgan, who's the music instructor for the Festival at Sandpoint. Sarah, welcome. It's a sitting ovation in here, by the way.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing for the festival?
Well, I've been teaching music for better part of the last 8-9 years, and I have taken that from classrooms to private education, kind of all over the place. And most recently, the festival has brought me on to help out with their preschool programs and some exciting expansions coming up.
Nice. That's preschool stuff. Isn't that cool?
Pre-K music. Yeah, I talk about it all the time. But yeah,
and you're Paul Gunter, right?
Hi, Paul Gunter, okay. Festival at Sandpoint. Yes, it's so fun. And having Sarah on board now is so fun in just a month?
About that, yeah.
About a month so far. Just seeing how much it's changed already and how much more we're able to do with two people. And then in this last couple weeks with just Sarah, it's like, hey, welcome to the team. I'm not going to be at music today. Have fun. So
take care.
It's been just great. And within just the month or so that we've been doing this together so far, we already have enough plans, I don't know, for the next 10 years of music instruction.
Well, and that's important stuff.
We'll whittle it down and choose a direction on a few of them. Very excited to be expanding our team, especially in the education realm.
Absolutely.
Focusing a lot more on the nonprofit side. And
well, Sarah, I'm sure there's like a year-long onboarding thing, too, where they don't put you into the deep end of the pool. No, they probably threw you right in.
I think they just pushed me right in. That's right.
Well, you've already got the talent. That's why. So tell us a little bit about reaching out to the K's and the ones and the second, third graders. How do you get them? They're already musical beings, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Music is already so innate and so natural in these kids, and we just get to kind of hone that in. We get to take things they're already naturally doing, like jumping up and down, and teach them, look, this is rhythm. Here's a beat. Let's jump a steady beat. Yeah. It's really neat to just watch them take play and turn it into music. And turn that into learning.
Right. So all of a sudden, you're just kind of a conduit for them, aren't they? They're doing it anyway.
Exactly.
They don't know quite how to describe it, but they know it's inside of them. And here you are to
teach them the big fancy Italian words of what they're doing.
Yeah. And is it fun to watch them just light up when
it's fantastic?
I'll bet it is.
It's fantastic.
So do you hang around mostly Sandpoint area schools, or where do you?
Yeah, okay. I've been helping out with a few of the preschools in the area. Help out with the Selkirk School, Kinnick-Sioux Kids Club. We go to Sandpoint Play and Learn and the Montessori School.
Good for you. Well, that's an important part of what the festival is all about.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah.
And it seems these are all free programs brought to you by the festival at Sandpoint. They're all free of charge to the schools and daycares that we're at right now, as with all of our other music programs.
So the bandwidth is expanding since you've added Sarah, then you're seeing more schools then and all that?
We're looking to expand our outreach for year-round music programs in the 2027-2028 school year. We went from 2 to 4 schools this year, okay, which was great, and then who knows? Maybe we'll go to 6. Maybe we'll double it again and
maybe
do 8.
Maybe we'll go from 4 to all.
Why not? Absolutely.
And you guys know these numbers better than I do, but they say that music appreciation really helps the educational process, right? Kids and adults even who tune into that do better. Is that true?
They do. Absolutely. Yeah. You're able to take music and it helps every aspect of your education. There's science in it. There's history in it. There's language in it. Every aspect of what you're already learning in school is also part of learning music.
Right. Is that measurable? I mean, is that something that when you see results, do people say, this is because they had a music education, or do you think it just adds
to it? Oh, absolutely. Okay. Every educational study has shown positive growth. Once you introduce music into it, nobody goes downhill.
Right.
No,
right.
Everything only moves in the right direction. So, study after study consistently shows the younger you can start just any type of music education, especially with little ones, like Sarah was saying, music through play, and just get that first, making it fun.
Yeah.
And not, a lot of us from my generation and older were forced into piano lessons as kids, and we have a traumatic experience there. Avoiding that and just keeping you open to all forms of music and away from, a lot of parental biases around genre and artists and things. And,
right.
You grow up in a house that hates country music and then you hate country music and then you realize, wait a minute.
That's right.
I don't think I actually hate country music. I think I like this.
No, and I think that's important too. I've been out of the education world for a while. Our kids are older, getting grandkids now and all that. Do we still have music teachers in the public education realm, and what do they do versus what maybe Sarah and company are doing, or is it complementary?
What all the programs we do are complementary to what we have in schools in the area already. We try actively to not duplicate any programs. Sarah was very recently in the LPOSD district.
It was.
Out at Northside Elementary. She was subbing for the music teacher.
What
they
a
just
great
had
school out there.
It was fantastic.
How long were you out there? Six, 8 weeks?
It was out there about 7 weeks.
Okay.
Good for you.
So what did, yeah, you have firsthand experience.
Yeah,
what
I mean.
What do music teachers do at public school?
What do they do these days?
Yeah. It's kind of all the same stuff. You're taking students and you're teaching them how to enjoy music through play. You're teaching them how to learn through loving music. Yeah. I spent a lot of time working through the Carnival of the Animals over at Northside. So we were learning how to listen. We were learning how to create a story and tell a story without words. We got to work with the band, and the band got to learn a little chunk of Seven Nation Army, and it's neat to kind of be in that realm,
but
then to also jump back and to go in with the littles and be like, hey, I'm going to teach you the fundamentals of what you're going to carry with you the rest of your life.
What a great approach. That's awesome. It really, truly is. So welcome. Again, the festival, it's going to be a great fit for you.
I'm excited.
I can tell already for sure. And speaking of the festival and the bigger picture right now, another artist I heard dropped, and you guys are getting those dates filled up. Paul.
It's the baddest show on planet Earth. Yeah, that's right. George Thorogood and the Destroyers with the Robert Cray Band, both of whom have been at the festival in the past, both returning artists. And yeah, it'll be Wednesday, August 5th. Typically, we have those 3 days off in between the 2 weeks. Make sure I'm correct there. Yes, Wednesday, August 5th. So they'll be...
You can't see this on radio, but his eyes are failing him. He almost had to like reach, almost had has Sarah
so
know.
Far away, and I was Feral. Squinting, you guys, for reals. that's going to be a very fun, very high energy show, both bands. Yeah, that'll be great.
Give me the lineup there, if you don't mind. I think you probably have that in front of
you. Yeah, we open with Andy Grammer and Walk Off the Earth on Thursday, July 30th. Next up is Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners. And then we go right into Portugal the Man on Saturday the 1st. And then we have our community night, Sunday, August 2nd. That was also just recently announced. Touring band Joseph will be our headliner for that night. And then we have Sydney Dale out of Coeur d'Alene. If anybody was at the Colby Calais show a couple years ago, that was also supposed to be Gavin DeGraw. He had to cancel that whole thing. Got a hold of Sydney the morning of the show and said, hey, could you come play at the festival? And there she was.
Of course.
And now she'll be back. And also local singer-songwriter and elementary school music teacher, coincidentally, Hannah Meehan, or Meehan, or I think it's actually Pitcher now. I think she's married.
I believe so.
Will be playing also. So she's been on a few festival things before on our radio show, but never on the big stage, so...
Here we go.
Yeah,
no
we'll
turning
have
back.
A lot point. Of female power that night on the stage.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then we've got Thorogood on August 5th, Wednesday, August 5th, Midland on Thursday, August 6th, Switchfoot on Friday, August 7th. One show that I'm not going to tell you. And then our grand finale on Sunday, August 9th, movie in concert, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
So let's go back to that concert you're not going to tell me about. What's that about?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Our scholarships are due this Friday, April 10th, just a couple hours away here. So, yeah.
That was, wow. Well, that's really...
No, we got one more to announce, and then everybody will have our whole lineup. So, one last one to announce.
And what night is that again?
That's our second Saturday show.
And who is it again?
The Charlie Packard Memorial Scholarship. Thank you for asking.
you know, we try.
You try hard every time. You know, I got to give you props for that one. Absolutely.
But you do have scholarships. Stuff
we do have
right now.
Scholarships. There are all the applications are due this Friday. We have our Instrumental Excellence Award, our Vocal Excellence Award. The Charlie Packard, we've talked about him on this program a couple times,
absolutely.
Memorial Songwriting Scholarship, as well as our newest Music Appreciation Scholarship, which is just a 4x6 postcard that you fill out however you see fit, telling us how music has inspired you or affected your life.
Any idea how that's coming in? Are people responding to that?
Yeah, we've received a few already. Some that one was a story about a girl playing her clarinet. Another one was a little poem. One is just artwork. So we're seeing just a little bit of everything on that one. So, yeah, totally out of the box of anything we've done before. There's no second round. There's no live audition. There's no interview. So it's trying to break down the walls there and all barriers.
I think that's great, Paul. I really do.
Yeah, target some of those kids that aren't in choir or band classes necessarily.
No, and they're out there. And if you can just get that spark going, for sure. So, Sarah, Paul, what's one surprise? What's going to be the one surprise show that you've seen so far, other than the one you won't tell me about? What do you think people are going to say, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad we're here to see this? It's radio. You can keep talking.
That's solid with this lineup. I'm going to say Portugal the Man.
That's what I was thinking, too. You know what? That or Switchfoot.
I've heard that from two people now. Yeah.
Switchfoot's the sleeper. They put on a phenomenal live show, and a lot of people don't realize that. And they're like, oh, I think I know that one song from 2000-whatever.
Exactly.
But yeah, that'll be the sleeper. My son recently realized that he knows a Portugal the Man song, and I told him they were coming to Sandpoint, and he was like, oh my gosh.
Isn't that funny when that works that way? It really is. And you know what's funny, too? What I really enjoy about the festival are you'll see a group that you hadn't thought of much or maybe heard much about. Then you get there, and that vibe of the night and the festival and the artist all kind of blends together, and you think, wow, what an experience. It's not just about the music, although that's great. It's about seeing people, you know. It's about relaxing. It's about doing all that good stuff that the festival is so famous for.
It was Osborne last year. All of a sudden, I'm like, I am a country fan.
That's how I found out I loved Trombone Shorty.
Yeah, exactly. And they're still going strong, too. So, Sarah, Paul, thank you so much for stopping by today. It was great. I was hoping to get a breaking news story here, but you were solid. You really
almost
were.
Breaking.
I know. I tried to break you.
But next time I'll be able to tell you, promise.
Oh, good. Thank you for that. We appreciate that. We truly do. Again, thanks for all you do at the festival. Welcome aboard. Make those littles enjoy that music because it's in their heart already. It truly is, Sarah. So thanks. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I think we're going to have somebody from Bonin General Health here to talk about Kids Camp, which is a really important camp for hospice, and we'll talk more about that after the break.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
If you're a private landowner with even a couple of acres of timber, it's wise to periodically hire a professional logger to assess your property for threat of wildfire and disease. Then, work to minimize those threats with highly selective thinning. Careful, strategic thinning of the timber on your property not only helps minimize the risk of wildfire, disease, and pest infestation, but encourages new growth for long-term sustainability. Since 1990, Sierra Logging has been working with private landowners to help protect their assets. Property lines are clearly defined, roads carefully established or maintained. Leftover slash and brush is methodically piled and the site dutifully cleaned up afterwards. Log truck drivers are courteous and sensitive to landowners and their neighbors. And you, as a landowner, are paid directly by the sawmill. No middleman, ever. Phone Sierra Logging for a free consultation at 509-671-1158 or visit sierralogging.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
We are ready for spring at the co-op. We've got seed potatoes and onion sets, as well as an extensive selection of seeds, tools, and amendments for the yard and garden. We have seed starting products, including organic liquid fertilizer, and most of the garden amendments are already out in front of the store. If you're looking for a great equine feed, come see Angela. She has several Purina horse feeds in stock now. You can check these out on our website, and if you have questions, you can always call or email us. Finally, on Friday, April 24th, from 8 a.m. until we're done, it's the annual co-op tree and shrub sale. The catalog is on our website, so go in and check it out there. Find all this and so much more at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
News Talk 97.1. KSPT, KBFI.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time. So have a good time. The sun can't shine.
And welcome back and happy Thursday on Live Local Radio. It's your host, David Keyes, having a great show, looking out the window, and I see some blue skies out there, and I think we have turned the corner. I think we are now officially summer-ish, for sure. I am so lucky today to be joined by Stephanie Ray, the bereavement coordinator at BGH. What an important job, what a tough job, and just the little time I've spent with her last couple times she's been here, we've got the right person in the right place for that. Compassion, a heart, and a good quick smile for people too, and just all the important stuff that you'd want when you are needing that kind of help, for sure. Well, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you for having me again.
That's my pleasure. It truly is. Got a couple things on the docket. One, I guess we'll start with maybe the National Healthcare Decision Day. What's that all about?
So it's our advanced care planning that we offer. It's at 10 a.m. on Thursday, April 16th. And people can find us in the Monarch Conference Room. So it would be the first floor of the Health Services Building. And we'll be walking through the advanced care planning. So if anybody, you know, it doesn't have to be elderly populations, really anybody, if anything happens to them and they are unable to make their own decisions for themselves, it's just putting their decisions down on legal documentation so that somebody else can follow out what they want to happen to them when they can't make those decisions themselves.
Important stuff for sure. And anybody of a certain age, you can raise your hand out there in radio land, who's ever been an executor or a part of that process. The more smooth you can make it, the better it is for everybody. And something you really don't want to address a lot of times, because again, there's an ending to that story. But it's so important for the family. It's so important to make those decisions. And sometimes they come overnight. Sometimes they come at you in a hurry. And the more prepared you are as a family, the better off you are. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And it just helps relieve that burden of the family to have to make those decisions. This way you have it on documentation of what you want, and it would be easier for them emotionally to follow your wishes.
Sure. A tough talk to have with grandma and granddad, but honestly, even the youngers for this. I mean, the earlier you can get that dialed in, the better off you are, especially, you know, families are spread out all over the country, all over the world, and then all of a sudden some important decisions have to be made, and who do we call? That person might not be able to tell who to call. So, no, I think that's really proactive stuff for sure. So, again, tell us how to contact and get people signed up for that.
Yeah, they can give us a call at our office at 208-265-1179, and this is with Bonner Community Hospice.
Gotcha. Busy calendar for you guys. You've got something else going on too, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have our annual Kids Grief Camp that we put on every single year. We get a large donation from North Star Plumbing, and it is because of them that gives us the opportunity to continue to offer this camp for free to children in our community ages 8 to 17 in both Boundary and Bonner County.
A three-day camp, too, and again, people are registering already probably for that.
Yep, we already have registration is open already. This year, our camp, it will be June 10th, 11th, and 12th. And it will be from 9 till 3, so just a day camp. And if any family is out there, it is children that are experiencing grief through the death of a loved one. And if they're in Boundary or Bonner County, it's free to them, and it's a lot of fun. We learn a lot. It allows for a space for children to connect to other kids experiencing a lot of trauma as well and loss, and to just normalize and understand, learn about our emotions, how to feel. We learn a lot of coping skills. And on the last day, we do a lot of memorializing and talking about their loved one. We do a butterfly release. This year, we're going to have a local author come in and read a book that he wrote on grief. We're going to have some therapy animals join us, and they're going to put on a dog circus performance, and it's a lot of fun, and it's really supportive for these kids that oftentimes feel like they're alone.
Well, thank you for that insight into you. By the way, if you can use fun and grief camp in the same sentence, you obviously have the right heart for that, because again, these kids, and they're all ages, right?
Yeah.
Are looking for answers too, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they have some kind of organized, project, things going on, people around them going through the same thing, perhaps. I think that's got to help them with coping skills and all that important stuff too.
Absolutely. So. One thing that I do want to mention to anybody who is listening, who maybe they don't have a kid, who will be joining us at Kids Grief Camp, but you just want to learn how to talk to your child on grief, or I'm sorry, talk to them about grief, loss, death, to please contact us. We have a ton of resources for that, because sometimes, you know, as adults, we don't know how to have those conversations with kids, and sometimes we skirt around it, or we make up little white lies to help them, but maybe in the end, that's not as helpful as having that conversation. And so if there are people out there who are confused or nervous to have a conversation with a little kid in their life, give our office a call and just ask for Stephanie, and I'm happy to hook them up with some resources.
Well, that's important stuff too. I imagine there's stuff online and people kind of get overwhelmed, but I think probably other than that, they probably get in this tunnel and they think they're alone, you know, because again, they can't think of anybody else going through the same process that they're going through. So they make things up and maybe make it harder on themselves too, versus following a tried and true method perhaps of how do you bring stuff up? How do you answer these questions? How do you delay some certain things? How do you bring things forward at certain age-appropriate moments? Is that about right?
Yeah, yeah. I find that, you know, when we step into the arena of grief and loss, our own discomforts are what is preventing us from being able to show up and connect and help support somebody else.
Again, that same showing of hands for our listeners who've ever gone through that, you know, show your hands, because everybody at a certain age has had that happen at different stages for sure. And I guess the fact, again, that you aren't alone, there are people who want to help. And it's better to be proactive on these things than reactive later on, because you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And then, but great, Stephanie, that you're on top of all that too. So how busy are you? Is this a busy department? I mean, are you busy?
Yes. And especially this last 2 months, I have put on 2 different workshops. I put on a 3-day grief and loss workshop. I just got done with a Companioning the Mourner workshop, and we will be putting on a Companioning the Mourner workshop again. It will be in Bonner's Ferry on April 23rd. And so if there are people who are interested in learning how to sit with somebody who is experiencing arguably the worst moment in their life, how do you comfort somebody? How do you sit with them? If people are interested in learning about that, to again contact our offices, and I can give them the information on how to come and learn how to companion the mourner.
Good for you. And you know, I've been spending some time in Bonner's Ferry, and I'm looking at my friend Tag over here in the behind the bulletproof glass over here, and we have lots of listeners in Bonner's Ferry. People are coming out of their way to say hi and that they had heard the show and all that. So hopefully somebody up in Boundary County can hear that and maybe make a plan. It sounds like you have a lot going on. Is there a calendar somewhere out there where people can say, I can't make this program, but is there something else coming up? Is there some place to find all that information?
Yeah, so they can both visit our website, or they can follow us on Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Mm-hmm. Like everybody else, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good, 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 good. And referrals, I mean, so if you know, if people know of somebody going through this, do they call you sometimes?
Yep, they can call us. They can talk to their doctor and get a referral from their doctor. It is, you know, a lot of times I hear people's only regret on coming on hospice is that they waited too long. And there is a very, very common misconception that you go on hospice to die. And really, you go on hospice to preserve the quality of the end of your life. We bring comfort. And instead of you leaving your home to go to all of these medical appointments, because those up quite a bit when you're near the end of life. Instead of having to leave the comfort of your home, we make sure to bring all of those to your home so that you can spend more time being comfortable and being around what's most important to you.
Right. And there's a real science to that too. I don't know enough about this, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. It seems like there's a few hospices out there. How do you differentiate? How do you pick the right hospice for yourself?
Right. There's a lot of information online that you can look at to see all of the different hospices, their mission statements. Ours, we like to pride ourselves that we are the only nonprofit hospice in this area. And so everything that we make goes back into our community. And because of that, we are able to offer free counseling to our entire community. So even if you don't have somebody that was on hospice and you are experiencing grief in and of in for yourself, you can come and talk to our counselors for free. We offer free grief support groups. We have free workshops. And of course, we have a library of resources.
Absolutely. Well, Stephanie, thank you. And just as a reminder, too, again, you can hear this radio show again on Saturday, but it's also a podcast on NorthIdahoRadio.com. But a couple of key dates. One, coming up on the 16th of Thursday, the day after taxes. How about that? It's a healthcare decision day, and the folks at Bonner General Health are putting that on at 10 o'clock at the Health Services Building, the cool little campus thing you have going on there for sure. And I don't think you have to pre-register, or do you?
Nope, you don't need to pre-register. Of course, it would be nice to just let us know that you'll be there so we can we'll know how many to expect, but it's not necessary.
Enough coffee to go around or whatever. Exactly. At that point, for sure. And then also very important, June 10th through 12th, 9 to 3 p.m., is the Kids Summer Grief Camp, too. And you've heard us talk about that three-day camp to help kids. And what better? How important is that, for heaven's sake? So they'll learn coping strategies. They'll connect with others who are going through the same journey. All the important stuff. And it's been going on for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that crazy? Well, think about that. Well, Stephanie, thank you for stopping by today. It's always a pleasure. You do great work. You really do. And it's my honor to get the word out for what you're doing that way, too. And bereavement coordinator. I mean, that's a calling, not a job for sure, but you wear it well. So thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Good. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll be talking about the Rocky Mount Elk Foundation. We've got Kathleen Bradley here to talk about that great conservation group. So we'll be back with Kathleen right after the break.
Pink BOGO is back at ProX Home Center. Only for the week of April 7th through 13th, buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one absolutely free. Purchase must be made in 1 gallon buckets only. Limit 10 per customer. Tinting options are available. See store for options and restrictions. No project is too big or too small. ProX will help you do it all. ProX Home Center, where the contractor shops, and so should you. ProX Home Center. We are your hometown everything store.
Hello, this is Justin Dick with 113 Main, inviting you to start your spring season with us for lunch, happy hour, dinner, or libations. Come and try our handcrafted cocktails, regional beer and wine, lobster mac and cheese, chimichurri ribeye, pistachio-crusted chicken salad, and so much more. We've got you covered for any occasion. Go to our website and check out our menu or make a reservation at 113mainsandpoint.com. Great mood, great food. Start your spring with 113 Main.
Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert since 1990, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry, offering trailer service, parts, and repairs with a full hydraulic hose shop. They build them while you wait. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear, specializing in repairing all types of diesel and gas trucks, pickups, off-road vehicles, RVs, and heavy equipment. Stop by the shop on Triangle Drive in Ponderay. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
What's better than super fresh fruits and vegetables? Yep, you've got it. Super fresh fruits and vegetables on sale.
Swing into Super One Foods this Thursday and save big during our 12-hour produce sale. Fresh strawberries, 1-pound package, $1.88 each. 12 to 13-ounce Lighthouse salad dressings, $1.88 each. Juicy jumbo red grapes, $1.38 a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour produce sale, this Thursday only. Hey, it's better than fresh.
Sale price is not available in Spokane and Colville.
Your mental health matters, and at Bonner General Behavioral Health, our providers are ready to help you thrive. Our psychiatric nurse practitioners provide compassionate, comprehensive evaluations to truly understand your unique needs. From medication options to therapy and lifestyle support, they work with you to find the safest, most effective path forward. Take the first step toward feeling better. Talk to your primary care provider for a referral to Bonner General Behavioral Health. Visit bonnergeneral.org.
The annual spring clearance sale is happening at all 16 cents, 3 shoes, and 5 socks stores. Save big with savings up to 70% off at every department. Score huge deals on lift recliners, sectionals, sofas, mattresses, bedroom sets, dining, decor, and more. But hurry, when it's gone, it's gone. Take it home today with Buy Now, Pay Later programs on approved credit. 16 cents is locally owned and family operated. Visit any of our 4 stores before the best deals disappear. 16cents.com, the store with a story. What's yours?
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Well, Welcome back to Live Local Radio, and happy Thursday, everybody. What a beautiful, glorious day. The dandelions are already starting to sprout, all sorts of good stuff going on in North Idaho. And as the season changes, there's a constant in North Idaho, too, and that is the Rocky Mount Elk Foundation fundraiser. And I've got Kathleen Bradley here today to talk a little bit about that great conservation group, but also about the fundraiser, too. So, well, first of all, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here as well, because the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, I think it was founded, was it in Missoula?
Yes.
I remember that seeing the office when I was a college kid there, and I thought, what is that all about? So I found out, and all I know is that they've done great things here and there and everywhere. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Elk Foundation does?
Well, to be honest with you, they just announced yesterday that we have $3 million that's now going to be donated, which is awesome, and that's to help with wildfire restoration, because we've obviously had a lot of wildlife restoration that needs to happen because we've had quite a few wildfires in the last few years.
Cheers. So help me understand this a little bit. So $3 million to funnel through the Elk Foundation to make mitigation or bring
Correct.
Things back?
Correct. And then the last time we had done this was back in 2021. And through that, we also got $11 million of additional fundage from our partners. So that helps with that as well.
So matching money, perhaps, or whatever, they see the cause and they know what needs to be done. And
absolutely.
They jump on board.
Absolutely.
Well, do you expect that to happen this time around, too?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And we're still working on the Hiawatha Trail, which started back in 2020, I believe. So we're in our sixth year. That was anticipated to be a 10-year time frame.
Wow.
And, of course, they're taking down all of the wires and things that were left behind with the, you know, the train. And so that's helping quite a bit. That's been quite a project, and everybody loves it. So.
They do. It's very popular. And I remember when they were first putting that to the Rails to Trails program together there.
Yeah.
I was living in Wallace,
okay.
And it was fun just to watch all that. And
There's
no better experience, especially now with those e-bikes and such. Anybody can get through that, and
absolutely.
It's so much fun to go through the it's just fun. It really truly is. If you get a chance to pop over there, especially since you're living nearby here, maybe pick a weekday, you know, when it's not maybe as busy, and go do it. It's really well worth it. So
yeah.
So I had no idea you're connected with that.
Oh, absolutely. They've pretty much taken the frontage of it in a way. They've gone with it. So we have basically a rendezvous at least, I think it's usually the first week or second weekend in June. And so we all try to get together, and we have people from all over the United States that are coming in to manage with that. So it's been very, very profitable as far as getting things done in a much quicker fashion.
Great.
Yeah.
So we are locked in an elevator right now for two floors. So give me your elevator speech about what Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does.
So basically what we do is we help with conservation. So we're trying to make sure that the elk are healthy. So we do a lot of research and development on anything that could be affecting the actual herds. And not just elk. We do it for other animals as well, obviously, because it's going to be conservation.
Right.
So, and then we try to open up areas as well to make sure that hunting is available and we can keep that conservation moving forward.
Any idea how many members belong to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation?
I wish I had that number.
Around here, it's very popular, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you have a kind of a measurement tool. You have this annual fundraiser.
Yes, we do.
Is that your biggest fundraiser?
It is.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
So that happens this year on May 2nd. The doors will open at 4 o'clock. We have all sorts of games. There's all sorts of firearms that you can win. There's additional prizes. We have a gal by the name of Jonna Plant that absolutely rocks it when she goes around getting donations and finding things.
You need those people. You really do.
Absolutely, and she's phenomenal. She's been great for us for the last few years. And, we have a really good time. We've got a very interesting, MC, because he tries to get involved and active, and he's quite hilarious.
So it's a stand-up comedy show as well as MC?
Absolutely.
I've heard of those types.
Absolutely, yeah. And then this year, Bruno is going to be making his prime rib. So, you know, everybody knows Bruno's
Klondike.
Prime rib.
Yeah, well, for sure. Yeah, he's helped us with a bunch of things, too.
Absolutely. And the 219 is going to be back to help with the bar. Good. So, and then we have all of the wonderful people that actually come and sponsor. So that's an awesome portion of it as well.
I imagine there's tickets available.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't keep Quinette's fingers going fast enough to get those in. So appreciate everybody going in and signing up. We've got it on Facebook. We've got different areas around. It's simple at this point. I mean, they're making so many drastic changes that you can even do the scans. I'm not technologically good, but other people are, so that works for them. And then they can go to rmef.org and be able to find the banquet section, and you can go directly to us.
So you can go there and find your way to the night, for sure. That way. May 2nd, you said?
Yes, May 2nd.
And how many people do you expect to be there?
I'm hoping for 450.
Wow.
Yeah, we like to have a really good time. Last year it was a little less than that, but 450 is a really good, fun time because very competitive, lots of people enjoying it. They get interactive. It's just a great time. Mm-hmm.
So it's been going on how many years?
Oh, Lord. According to the information, we're in our fifth decade.
Wow.
Yeah. And Nancy Hadley was one of the founding people here in Idaho. And we're not quite at the 40-year mark, but we're getting very, very close to that.
Well, if you have Nancy pushing it, it's always success that way. And she's still active, too?
She is not as active this year as she has been. She's been trying to take a little bit of a step back and just actually come and enjoy it. So
build houses is what she's really doing. But,
exactly.
And winning raffles, too.
Yes.
Every time I'm somewhere, she wins a raffle. I don't know how that works, for sure. But it takes a village, doesn't it?
It absolutely
And so how many people are on this committee? How many people does it take to make this happen?
So we currently have 11 people on our committee, but we also have volunteers from, say, Mountain West Bank. They bring a lot of people to help us with that. And the night of the event, we're probably looking at any place between 25 and 30 people trying to get the event together. The rest of us just do a lot of the, you know, getting everything put together, and then Friday and Saturday, it's just gung-ho, and then Sunday we all collapse.
And start planning for next year at that point.
Yeah, I try to take a month off.
Well, that's really, really good. Yeah. So the money raised from this one event, mm-hmm. where does it go? What does it do?
So we actually have a lot of grants that we have been giving, and more so because we've been talking about this so much. I used to sit on the grant committee. I unfortunately don't have time to do that this year. But we do give grants to local 501c3s. So say the gun club is putting on something and they're teaching, you know, kids how to do this. We like to get the kids involved because, quite honestly, my granddaughter's been doing this since she was 4 years old. And she's 16, so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And she loves doing it. But we want to make sure that people are trained well. And so we give a lot of grants for those. We also have people, women, not like Women on Target like the Friends of the NRA does, but we have women type facilitated things, and anybody who's into the hunting sports and or conservation can actually apply, and we can give monies to them.
And why do I think people keep coming back probably for these programs that are so successful?
Oh, absolutely.
And you're an important part of that success too, right? Because that's where most of the funds come from.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I imagine there's different chapters.
Yes.
And so this is a Bonner Boundary chapter?
Actually the Selkirk Crest chapter.
Okay, and who's all in that?
And that would be myself, Quinette. We've got Jonna, we've got Manalina, we've got Jeff Taylor, we've got Irma Miller, we have Patrick and Debbie Holmes. I'm trying to think.
You can always forget somebody, Kathleen. You really are. So what's the geographic area? Where does the Selkirk Crest group?
Actually, any place. We even have Frank Lopez, who's with us, and he's from Coeur d'Alene, and they even have a Coeur d'Alene chapter, but he comes up and works with us a lot as well.
A little history that way, probably, huh?
Yeah.
So if people are interested, again, they can find you on Facebook and at rmef.org, you said?
Correct.
And they can find the tickets. What do they cost?
$75 a person for the meal. There's also a couple packages, etc. And I usually suggest you look at the packages because it's going to be the better bang for the buck.
Yeah.
And we've got
literally,
tables.
Literally.
Yes. Yeah. And we've got tables, and I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of people together, usually 8 people for a table, and then you can even do bigger and better things.
So. And when I was there a few years ago, you bought the ticket, but you had a discount on like 4 for 5 or something for the different raffles and all that. Yeah. And I won. It was really cool. So there you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for all you do. Again, conservation is so important. And I think people just assume it takes care of itself. And with federal funding the way it is and state funding the way it is, it takes groups like RMEF to make that happen. So thanks for all you do on that. And if you get a chance and you're looking for a good time, there's tickets still available on May 2nd at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Facebook, again, online, you can find those tickets. And why don't you kind of have a good time? Give yourself a chance to go out a little bit and meet like-minded folks who are all there to help support something bigger than themselves. So, Kathleen, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And we're going to take off next week. I won't be here. I'll be exploring the wilds of Canada. And then I'll be back the week after that. And we've got a great show already lined up for that. I can't believe it. Tag, we're already 2 weeks ahead. Who does that? I never do that, Kathleen. So, but I want to wish you all the best and